This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hope that you're making your most of the Martin Luther King Day that you have today, whether it be at work or whether it be at home or whether you're spending it in other ways today. Hope that whatever you're doing, it means something today.
Shout out to the people doing the bulk of the furniture and interior designing for your house so you don't have to.
There you go. Now, Jason Garrett, y'all found out over the weekend, or right going into the weekend, that he is going to be the offensive coordinator for the New York Football Giants. And I know a lot of people on his way out are like, fine, whatever, y'all can happen. I personally don't think it's a good thing that that guy's going to be the offensive coordinator for,
good for who?
For the Cowboys.
Really?
I think he's a quality understander of what they need to be better. But I also...
Fascinating. Do you feel like you're in the minority on that? Because
yeah.
I feel like most people are like, great.
No, yeah, I feel like I might be in the minority on it. I don't know. 877-881-1053.
He intimidates me more as a offensive coordinator than he does as a head coach.
I agree with Shippy, because my head coach, I need to be a next level person. And I think that as when it comes to putting a plan together, when it comes to understanding how to get the message across of what he wants, I think all those things work. But he was never an inspirer, and I think Joe Judge is an inspirer kind of guy. And I don't. So if Garrett's going to be there, I think the offense is going to do good. They're going to do well, and they're going to be organized. But I don't think that he's going to do anything that takes you over the top of being inspired. So, but he's not that kind of guy. He's not Chris Richard that's going to pump you up into that next thing. And some people say you don't need it, but I think this Cowboys team needed some of that this year.
Okay, so that is an interesting aspect of this conversation as well, for sure. But so many Giants fans or fans across the NFC East were making fun of him and stuff, but now that's your guy. So 877-881-1053, who's the sports figure that either you hated or you made fun of or whatever, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, what? What had happened was I thought you were great all along. Mm-hmm. Because the person that instantly jumped to mind when I thought about this was Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens was a no good piece of crap for showing off on the star and then doing it again and screw that stupid, well, if it can work out with Romo and we can have the best team in the NFC, you know, maybe it's not so bad.
Because you were like, nah, he's a 49er. He's a Philadelphia Eagle, but now he's wearing the star.
Yeah, and it looked like in 07 we had the best team in the NFC. And so I was like, you know, that's fine. So I'm curious, like, who else fits in that mold? Because for me, I think T.O. is the guy that I definitely had to backtrack. And I was like, he's not so bad.
877-881-1053. Now that Giants fans have to backtrack on Jason Garrett.
From the 972.
Do they even have to backtrack on him? Maybe they start blaming him for everything.
Oh, see? And that's, maybe that's, I kind of think, like, deep down, I think Joe Judge learned from Belichick and is the most, really at its core, media savvy person there is. They're like, oh, I saw how the Dallas media, and they always back off when it comes to asking hard questions, how much they destroyed Jason Garrett. These New York people will annihilate him, and I'll get through these first couple of years scot-free with our garbage record if I bring in Jason Garrett.
Either that or the ownership wants to anoint the Jason Garrett the head coach after your first season of failing.
Well, that would be remarkable too, and then he would join a super team with Wade Phillips and everything would work its way out. From the 254, and then I saw that 972 and 214, Deion Sanders. Did you have to change your opinion on Deion Sanders?
I did not, because I always loved Deion Sanders. Like, that was a moment where I was like, that dude is the best at his position. Adding him is just the most brilliant idea. Thank you, Jerry, for going and purchasing the player that mattered the most. That's really all it was to me. I hated that the referees didn't call the pass interference on that pass play downfield, Kevin.
94.
Which Ed McCaffrey even said, like, he had to cover it up, too, because he knows. he tried taking credit for it.
I think he even said, no, back then it was fine. I was like, okay.
I always loved Deion Sanders because I loved watching the feuds that he had with Jerry Rice. You know, how angry he would get when Michael Irvin would get the best of him. I loved what Deion Sanders was able to do. So, no, I didn't. I never had to back off on him because he was a great football player that I really was happy to have.
Now, a couple people have said Lamar Odom. I don't think I ever hated Lamar Odom. I did think that whole thing was going to work out a lot better. Ooh, from the 214, Corey Perry. A couple people also said Michael Bennett. From the
really?
And then from the 817... Why? AJ, that's all they said. AJ Przinski hated that dude, but loved him as a Ranger. And Michael Bennett is, I could see why people dislike him. Like, he runs his mouth a lot. And didn't he get involved in that dispute where he was like trying to throw around racial prejudice and then the video came out and it looked like he just kind of made that up?
Oh, yeah.
So I could see why some people might dislike him.
The one that kind of stands out with AJ Przinski. That was a guy that you hear around baseball, if you're his teammate, you love him, right? Like, that's the one dude right there that if you were playing against him, every time you got in the batter's box, he's talking trash to you, always talking trash to you. And then you're finally his teammate, and you're like, yes, that's the guy I want on my team. That is a dude that I know is in that on that field right now talking trash and making him upset.
Ooh, I see one, Corey, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. From the 214, the guy I hated until he came to town, Vladimir Guerrero. That's a great one because Vladimir Guerrero whipped us every single time.
Pretty sure he batted 1,000 against the Rangers.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, right?
Very close to 1,000, which was one of the reasons I loved him, too, was because he was a great batter. But it was against the team that I love.
Sometimes
so.
He played cricket.
Yeah. No, absolutely he did. You're right. No, I also loved Vlad Guerrero, too, so I can't be that. I will say this, though. Here, can I throw this out there as an option? This is a guy I never backtracked on. Is that okay?
Oh, so you continue to hate?
Yeah, even when he became a Maverick. Ooh. And then people yelled at me and told me I had to accept him as a Maverick and just be okay with it because, hey, he's on our team now. It was DeAndre Jordan.
Oh.
When he did what he did, I was like, that's a flake of a dude right there. And then Kevin, he came back. And everybody was like, all right, you know, just imagine all the things that he can do. I was like, no, I don't want to. I remember what he did already. And I feel like the entire time, because I even wrote a piece on it on 105throughthefan.com, and people started killing me about that. And I was like, why? Why should I actually have to like this guy? He didn't do anything for me. He hasn't done anything for me yet.
And he came back vegan.
And ultimately, my son tried that, by the way, for a week. ultimately,
really?
Yeah, this last week. Ultimately, he never did anything for the Mavericks either. So I kind of feel like I was vindicated in the whole situation.
All right, you'll like this then from the 817. I still hated Lance Berkman when he was here. From the 214, Corey Perry, the hell with those other people. I still don't like him.
Everybody
hates like
Corey Perry.
Really? Yeah.
And from the 817, I hated Rajon Rondo and was against making that move. For me, it was, and we saw a couple of people said, you know, they had to backtrack when Josh Hamilton came back. Not surprisingly.
Why'd you have to backtrack when he came back? He didn't do anything for the team when he got back.
Those are the rules.
He had a game-winning double, I guess.
Do you think if he would have done more, then more people would have backtracked?
Yes. Yeah, if he'd have been good when he came back, that would have been different.
I mean, look, for me, it was Josh Hamilton, because when he came back, I was very much against it, and getting to see up close and personal him act like a jackass around everybody when he came back, that just made me dislike him even more. So I mean, if DeAndre Jordan's the guy that you didn't back down from, you're like, no, I'm going to continue to dislike him. Josh Hamilton is mine.
From the 972, Tyson Chandler. I thought he was overrated high school player and draft pick, but by 2011, everything changed. So I still love him.
Yeah, and
that's a good one right there.
Tyson Chandler, I think, might be for like the number of years they were here. I'll argue that Tyson Chandler and Cliff Lee are the most beloved sports figures in DFW history. Think about it. What is Tyson Chandler here? Like a total of 2 years? Cliff Lee was here for half a season. Those people are beloved. And Tyson Chandler especially, because not only did you get the championship, it seemed like the Mavericks did you wrong by sending you away a couple of times and then being like, oh, we'll call you if we don't get that actual player that we want. So I feel like people love Tyson Chandler, at least with Cliff Lee, like he left and took a bigger contract somewhere else. But Tyson Chandler, we kept pushing him away, and people were like, oh, but he won a champion. I just want him to be here. We're like, oh, we got something else working.
I wanted to keep him around all the time. You know me. You remember me. I was like, hey, I want to keep him around forever. Why are we moving on from this guy?
So that's a segment I want to do at some point. Pound for pound, who's the most beloved sports figure in the history of DFW per how long they were here? Because you can't say Dirk, because he's been
Mike Napoli.
But J.J. Barea has been here for 10,000 years.
But you said pound for pound.
Okay,
you can't
like
weigh that much.
Year for year.
Is it Napoli?
Mm.
Ooh, wow, that's interesting.
How long did he
end up being
here?
I think Napoli might be loved more than any player in DFW.
Is that just because he's loved more people in the DFW than anybody else? We might be confusing that question.
Respect his party game is mostly, we understand him.
And he does love.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Mike Napoli was here for, I think, 2.5 seasons. All right, Mike Napoli is in the mix. Because people still want to chant. I was at a Rangers game last year, and people just started chanting that. I was like, oh, okay.
Was he even there?
No!
It was a lot of fun to chant.
Yeah.
He wasn't!
Napoli. Just say it, dude. It feels good.
I love a good chant.
Yeah, chants are fun sometimes, if you use it the right way.
Yeah.
Okay. From the, again, and it goes back to this, from the 214, Deion Sanders. But here, Napoli used to kill us as an Angel, hated him. But once he left here and went to Boston, I still loved him. Because, I mean, he was a big part of that. And now people are pouring in with Mike Napoli is still my favorite player.
Yeah, he is, man. And I don't understand why you hate him so much.
I don't hate him so much.
If he was here right now, would you tell him to his face that you don't like him?
Him or Luka? Who do you hate more?
It's not true. Yeah,
when it comes to this, on your chart of hate, is it Luka 1, Napoli 2?
I don't hate Luka either.
Where's
I would
Dirk
just
on
be
that
like,
list?
You should probably stop shooting three-pointers.
Oh, wow, dude. Somebody
but he hit that
really
far one.
From the 903 said Amari Cooper that they didn't like. Like him. How could you hate Amari Cooper?
I guess because he might
quit. Underachieving as a Raiders player.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll put AJ Green on that list. I don't hate him, but I do think he quit on his team. And if he ended up at the Cowboys for whatever reason, I'd be like, welcome aboard. Glad you got the chance to join the cause.
Somebody said Nelson Cruz, they loved him for a while until a specific play.
I know. From the 214, Jason Terry. From the 972, Adrian Beltre.
Why would you hate Adrian Beltre before? Because he was a good player. Like, he was a good player on the...
That's weird, too. And he played the bulk of his career with the Dodgers.
It was Seattle for a bit.
And then that one... Was it one season with the Red Sox?
Well, maybe this person, Kevin, isn't a DFW sports fan.
Ooh,
maybe they were
true.
A fan of the Dodgers' hated rival.
Ooh.
Who is...
The...
Giants?
Sounds good.
Game 7 of the playoffs?
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Is that not their hated rival? Man, this is a good one, and we haven't brought this one up enough from the 817.
Charles Haley.
We just got that back-to-back from two different 817s, and now from the 469. Charles Haley is a great one, too, because you look at him as one of the guys that helped propel the 49ers to greatness, and as Cowboys fans, we hate the 49ers, and then he was here, and you're like, hooray!
He was the most necessary piece to those championships. Plain and simple.
And Jerry Jones said he was the last piece, right?
No, and you can ask any of the guys that played on those teams. They will all say that Charles Haley, because of the player that he was, because of the personality that he was, that's the reason that they were able to do that, because he accepted no less than the greatest.
The thing I remember him for, because I wasn't really old enough to watch him play, is that's a guy, if he's on the radio, you got to have your hand over the dump button.
There are a lot of other things, Shippy.
Oh, From the 214 and the 817, this is another really good one. Brett Hull. Yeah, Brett Hull was...
I didn't hate him, though.
Because he was too good?
Because by the time I really got into hockey, you know, I was in Stars hockey, like, all I knew was, this guy is a game changer for us, you know? Like, so, and it won the cup for us. So, it was good for me.
And from the 972... This is so wrong, but it's tremendous. It was Dirk. To be honest, before he got here, I didn't think that highly of Germans. Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.